Welcome to the Randstad to acquire Japanese Fujistaff Holdings conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we'll conduct a question-and-answer session. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now turn the call over to your host, Robert Jan van de Kraats. Please go ahead, sir.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to this call. We have just announced that Randstad is to acquire the Japanese company Fujistaff Holdings, and Bart Giannotte and myself are on the line. Ben Noteboom is currently in Tokyo. He has joined the ceremonials and the celebrations in order to secure the progress to be made. And we'd like to take you through a brief presentation, and then we'll take some Q&A. So I'm taking you through the slides, the disclaimer, moving to the presentation structure. We'll elaborate on the Japanese market, get to specifics on Fujistaff, then talk about the relationship background between the two companies, and finally the offer details. First of all, the Japanese market, and then I'm on slide five. The Japanese market is the second largest market in the world, and for Randstad this is filling a gap. We have discussed this many times over the last couple of years, and we are very happy to be able to fill this gap now, because as you can see, it's a very significant market, and whereas Randstad has a pretty good footprint in most of these markets, in Japan we were still a very tiny company. The breakdown of the Japanese market on slide six, it's mostly a staffing market, but if you look at the profile here, it's kind of a normal staffing market with a fair share of permanent placement business. There's one specific element, and that's what is stated on the left side of the page, and that is that 20% of the staffing market is manufacturing subcontracting. In Japanese, it's called ukeyo-e. Moving to specifics on Fujistaff, and that brings me to slide eight. Fujistaff, the profile of the fiscal year ending March the 31st, so after the first quarter of this year. As you can see, there are two companies, Fujistaff much more focused on the admin side, and I-Line focused on the industrial business. And as you can see, also here, a sort of profile that's in line with the market in terms of outsourcing business. The company also has some engineering business, some HR services business, and Fujistaff is the result of a merger that happened in April 2007 between two companies, Fujistaff and I-Line, and these are both spin-offs from Fuji Sogo Service, which was founded by the family Masuyama in 1985. And as you can see, the revenue is roughly equally split between Fujistaff and the I-Line business. Employees working almost as equal on both sides, close to 9,000, 18,000 in total. Corporate staff around 1,100 people, and then with close to 90 branches throughout Japan. Some final financial headlines here on slide 9. We've stated in both in Japanese yen as well as in euros, and as you can see, I'm taking euros now, 461 euros, a pretty serious decline is what they have experienced over the last couple of years, but they have demonstrated a pretty good profitability, so through the cycle management has been relatively strong. And the outlook that has been shared is that they expect a growth of 5% compared to the previous year, and an EBITDA margin of 5.2%. We've taken EBITDA because that is the way it was presented, and one should consider the regular adjustment for the D, which is like 0.6-0.7% in our business. The Fujistaff shareholding profile on slide 10. Randstad owns the 20%, the blue part of the pie, the light blue part of the pie. The family is the controlling shareholder effectively with 47% of the shares, 7% our treasury shares, there's a free float in the market of 17%, and as you can see, also some affiliates. On slide 11, we've listed our arguments for acquiring the company. Both companies share the same core values and philosophy. This is the, you know, the cultural element, and having done a long due diligence over the last couple of years, I think this is the most thorough due diligence I've ever experienced. We have come to the conclusion that we really understand each other, and you can be assured that if both sides feel like that over so many years, then it is really something that is the truth. Fujistaff has a proven track record and strong management, and that's exactly what we have agreed to maintain going forward. It's a well-diversified client mix. There's no strong concentration. The balance, a good balance between white and blue collar or clerical and industrial business. I made this point already. Retention of key management positions in the board has been included in all the discussions and the agreements, and the relationship that we have was built over the last 6 years. And that is something we're going to explain further in the relationship background. And then I'm moving to slide 13, the long-lasting and long-standing relationship. In 2004, we had our first contact, and we did have, like in Japan, you have to get to know each other, and we have had regular meetings over the years, which then resulted in an acquisition in 2008, in November, of a share of 10%. Just before that, Randstad had acquired Vedior. And as you can see at the bottom, these were the steps that we have taken. In December 2009, so a bit more than a year later, we were again in a position to acquire an additional 6.5%. And in the meantime, we have launched the joint research center, the two companies, the Randstad Japan and Fujistaff, have jointly announced that. And that was then followed by the 6.5% transaction in December, and very quickly after that in February, another 4% was acquired. So in total, and 10% was added. Part of that transaction was also the agreement that Randstad will be provided with a seat in the board of directors of Fujistaff, which we have happily filled in, and as such we have learned even more about the company. And this has then resulted in today's tender offer at 27,500 yen a share. And that brings me to slide 15, in which we give you a few more offer details. We have an agreed upon offer to the family and all the shareholders of 27,500, so it has been agreed upon with the family. The premium amounts to 62% almost of the closing share price of 17,000 yen. But this has also to be seen and considered in the context of the share price movements over the last couple of years, and also transactions in the market. The EV to sales multiple is 0.32. The EV to EBITDA multiple 8.2. And this is based on Fujistaff's results for the year that has ended at the end of March 2010. The public tender offer is to be launched on the 16th of August due to technical reasons, and it is planned to be closed October 13, 2010. And of course everything is conditional on regulatory approvals and obtaining a 75% economic stake, which you can imagine, given the numbers that we have just shared with you, should not be very complicated. Continued offer details on the next page. This will not have a meaningful impact on the balance sheet of Randstad. It will be financed through existing debt facilities, and in line with our policy, with our financing policy, to finance cash flows to finance foreign currency cash flows. Also foreign currency, this deal will be mostly financed through the yen facilities, will realize relevant tax savings because of our, I think you're familiar with that, because of our existing tax structures within the group, to also apply that in the context of the Fuji staff setup. It will have limited positive impact on the EPS in 2011, and this will not change our expectation to pay dividend over the year 2010. And I also like to note that Fuji staff Q1 results, which is the second quarter of the year, of the calendar year, show the company is on its way to reach its fiscal 2011 targets of revenues of 63.3 billion yen, together with an EBITDA margin of 5.2%. So this is a brief introduction, and we'll now take your questions. Operator, please.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star, then one on your touchtone phone. If you wish to be removed from the queue, please press the hash key. If you are using a speakerphone, you may need to pick up the handset first before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one on your touchtone phone. Dylan Teresa from ABN AMRO is online with a question.
Yes, good morning, Robert-Jan. The first question is on the legal situation in Japan. Can you indicate what's going on there right now and what the impact may be on the Fuji staff business?
Yes, and that's a fair point, and also that's an advantage of having been involved in Japan for many, many years now, that this is not something we have to sort out in the process of the most recent, let's say, due diligence, but we've been studying this for quite a while. And in line, I think, with the comments made by our competitors, a few remarks here. First of all, there is proposed legislation, and Japan is now going through some changes in government, which makes proposed even more uncertain. But taking the proposed legislation into account, this is assessed to have an impact potentially of less than 5% on the total business of the company, and that is due to the fact that the legislation includes some excluded competencies, which are the key part of the business of Fuji staff. So overall, this will have a very limited impact, if it will happen.
Okay, all right. And on the tax savings you mentioned, I assume moving into Japan will not yield any synergies or any significant synergies. But can you be a bit more specific on the tax savings you expect?
Well, you're very right, Tone, that we do not expect relevant cost synergies. We'll move Randstad Japan. We'll combine that with Fuji staff, obviously, but we are a relatively small setup. The intention was also of our own setup to learn to know the Japanese market, to be capable of making the right decisions when acquiring a company, and it has worked out well. The tax savings will be the result of the financing structure. That means, like we have financed our other companies, we'll take a loan through our Brussels operations into Japan, as a result of which there will be a local deductibility of interest, and the interest income in Belgium will be low taxed.
All right. And then a final question on the growth and the margin of Fuji staff. Can you give a breakdown of what the recent growth has been in clerical and manufacturing, and also what the margins have been in those two segments?
Well, Tern, let's make sure the other people can also raise questions, but I would like to refer to the disclosure of Fuji staff on this point. But you can see they have been taking a very serious hit in their revenue base, which was well managed then through the bottom line. As a result of this, it means they've been managing both sides of the company well. Otherwise, you couldn't have performed like this. But please use the disclosure of Fuji staff for this.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tom Sykes from Deutsche Bank is online with a question.
Yeah, morning, Robert Jan. Congratulations on finally getting there. Just with regards your expansion plans and kind of commitment to investing further capital, what are your? Do you think you try and accelerate and expand the branch profile at all? And would there be any chance at all for further consolidation in Japan? Obviously, it's taken a very long time to get here, but are there any other acquisitions that would further acquisitions in Japan be a possibility? Apologies for the fire alarm.
Yeah, I understand your point, Tom, and thanks for the congrats. the focus of our joint operation now in Japan will be to continue what we have, to expand it as we are used to do, and that means to gain market share. We'll also contribute from the Randstad side. The unit steering system we have people on the ground that are very experienced in-house. And we'll also we'll focus on key and international account management to be added to this operation. That will be the priorities for the first phase to come. If there will be further consolidation in the Japanese market, of course that's uncertain, but it might well happen. But I can state that this has not been a condition to the deal or whatsoever. So there is no, let's say, urgency or whatever to quickly move to the next phase. But this provides us with a solid base in Japan, and we'll take it from here. And as you know, we are a global leader, so we'll make sure that also in Japan, in the long run, that will be our position. But nothing urgent as a follow-up deal right away.
Okay. And will you rebrand the business?
Yeah. We have we have already together worked on the. Because the companies were this close for so long already, they have actually participated in our strategic update process. So that means we have a pretty good view on the next steps. Branding is part of it, and we'll work on the rebranding of part of the business first, and then move phase by phase. So we don't plan to start the whole thing tomorrow. We cannot. But the rebranding will be part of the process, yes.
Okay, great. All right, thank you very much.
Conrad Zomer from Schroer is online with a question.
Hi, good morning, Conrad Zomer. Two questions, please. The first on the 147 million euros of consideration paid you mentioned in your press release. Just to clarify, is that for the 79.5% of the shares you don't own at the moment, including Fujistar's net debt?
I'm going to leave this question to Bart.
Interesting question. Just looking at... Hold on a second here. I'm working from my laptop and now it just speeds up.
Conrad, give me your next question if you have one. Otherwise, yeah. Bart will refer to
Can you... Because you mentioned in one of the slides that you've tied in the existing management team of Fujistar. And I'm interested to know a little bit more about how you've done that, and because they will be paid in cash. How did you lock them in, and for how long have you locked them in?
Yeah, well, this is Japan, and this is also, as we stated, culturally connected to Randstad. So these are not the financial tools that do make the difference here. This is a long-lasting cooperation with thorough understanding, not only at the top level, also the level below. We've discussed this many, many times, and as a result of everything, and we have given certain people certain roles in the company going forward, and we believe that whole thing, that whole structure, will secure the top management going forward. Because, you know, if it's just the lock-in financially, then people might run immediately after cashing in on those, and this is something we have done in discussions with the company in a way that fits them best, and that is as I just described.
So it is a matter of trust instead of a matter of financial lock-ins.
Yeah, and it's a matter of trust based on very intensive discussions with many people.
Sure. But are there any financial agreements? I understand you've known them for a long time, and I'm sure it's going to be fine, but are there any financial lock-ins?
No, there are no financial lock-ins other than the setup of Fujistar itself at the moment, and for sure, you know, going forward, we'll discuss if anything is necessary, but for now, it's very much based on the cooperation we've had for all those years.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, coming back to your question, Conrad.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, the 147 is for the 79.5% of the shares. Mm-hmm. Plus, and then of course, for the total consideration, you have to add the 20 million that we already spent.
Yeah. And then finally,
and
how much?
That 147 also includes the net debt.
Yeah. And how much is that, please?
The net debt position is a total of, let's say, around 25 million.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Piers Berkelder from Peter Cam is online with a question.
Yeah, Robert-Jan, congratulations with the deal. I think most of my answers already were posed. So congrats. I know enough.
Okay, thank you.
Toby Starling from AP is online with a question.
Hi there. Sorry, you've already said this, but I was hoping you could repeat it because I'm not so smart. I just wanted to understand what are the cost savings and how does the tax savings, how does that work exactly?
Well, we have not included any relevant cost savings, cost synergies in this transaction because the one-stop setup is a relatively small setup. And our focus will be on expansion, in terms of revenues. We have, we are using a tax-efficient setup in the group, and that means that the operations and acquisitions will be financed from our treasury center in Brussels, and from there we will provide, to the degree possible, loans. These loans will carry interest. The interest will be deductible locally. And in Belgium, there is a very low tax rate applicable on those interests received, as a result of which we will benefit.
Okay, thank you.
Does this help, I hope?
Yeah.
We have no further questions.
I just had one follow-up for the question of Conrad Homer. Of course, when you look at the total number of shares to be acquired, of course, you need to take into account that we don't have to buy the treasury shares. So you have to deduct that total number from the ones to be acquired.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if there is no further questions, we will end the call right here. Wish you all a very pleasant Friday.
Operator, there were no further questions?
There are no further questions.
Excellent. Well, as Bart already said, thank you very much for participating in the call. We're going to continue the celebration of our holidays. And we'll see you in the months to come. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.